The Motherhood Channel is your trusted source to provide in-depth information from UC San Diego experts focused on pregnancy, childbirth, and the first year of life. Visit uctv.tv/motherhood for more.
Good afternoon. My name is Anthony Duliba. I am the chief of the Division of Reproductive Endocrinology and Infertility, also known as REI. And Dr. Su asked me to introduce the next session entitled Fertility and Infertility, but I think that REI is a lot more. So I want to give you kind of a general outline of what we actually do. So let's start from the R. It stands for reproductive health, which involves taking care of the landmarks of female lives across adolescence through menopausal transition and beyond. E stands for endocrine disorders of reproductive system. And the most common of these disorders include polycystic ovary syndrome, endometriosis, and disorders of menstrual cycle, such as abnormal bleeding. And finally, I stands for infertility and currently also for fertility preservation. So let me talk a little bit about R, reproductive health. It affects virtually 100% of women. It includes care for adolescents, transitioning to care of women during reproductive age, contraception, and assistance in conception when appropriate, and later on taking care of menopausal transition and developing the optimal treatments for hormonal replacement when ovaries stop working. Endocrine disorders of reproductive system are very, very common. The most common reproductive disorder in women is polycystic ovary syndrome, which affects up to 20% of women. And it has a lot of consequences, including consequences of high androgens, such as you know, things like hirsutism or acne, as well as infertility. And now we know that it also includes consequences of metabolic problems, such as dyslipidemia, insulin resistance, and now evidence of systemic inflammation. Finally, endometriosis can be causing lots of problems, including chronic pelvic pain and infertility. And it affects approximately 10 to 15% of women. What about disorders of menstrual cycle, abnormal bleeding or absence of bleeding? Abnormal bleeding affects up to 25% of women, and it includes wide range of problems such as dealing with uterine fibroids or other problems such as unexplained bleeding related to some subtle endocrine problems. Finally, what about infertility and fertility preservation? Infertility, when I was a student, infertility affected 10% of women. Now it affects approximately 20% of women, largely because they delay fertility for socioeconomic reasons. Fortunately, now we have growing programs such as fertility preservation, preservation of oocytes, of embryos. And in women who have no choice but have to preserve fertility because they are going to undergo treatment for cancer. And we have a very robust program dealing with oncofertility. Thank you, Irene. So, what are the challenges and future in our field? We have to keep working on better contraception choices with minimizing the adverse effect and adverse outcomes. We have to identify the best and safest hormonal replacement, balancing, again, risks and benefits. There's a lot of novel treatments coming on the horizon in treatment of conditions such as PCOS and endometriosis, especially including the role of chronic inflammation and the role of microbiome. And in our division, we have a very robust program dealing with this type of problems. We are working on improving our IVF outcomes, especially aspects such as genetic screening, preimplantation diagnostic tools, and so on. And at last but not least, we have other issues, not directly maybe in a sense medical science, but social sciences issues. We have a social and political challenges and barriers to care, including barriers involving finances and access to care.